Yes, good dates to all our clients. I'm doing this voice message to help us understand certain updates that is happening across the company in the month of September. And the reason why we are having this is to ensure that we are still in the know about what's going on, while we keep improving our communication to all of our clients. While we keep improving how we disseminate information to our clients on a timely basis, we want to make sure that these things are clear because, at the end of the day, proper knowledge dissipates any forms of fear, or doubts, or worries, or concerns. So I'm going to pick them one after the other, and then I'm going to stream it down. I'll also try and keep it brief and short so that we don't spend too much time going through these updates. So the first part, payment of clients whose farm was harvested in June had already started going out. We're going to be wrapping that up before the end of next week, but some clients have received their payments while some are getting theirs. But to know on which client is getting what, a message has been sent ahead of time in the landowners group. A copy will also be sent via email so everyone can be able to access the document. The spreadsheet that is being shared is something that's accessible to all clients and has been accessible since January. Now, these documents properly describe those whose farm ought to yield revenue in 2023. There was proper projections along these documents that made it clear. Now, of course, projections are what they are. It shows is a window into what we're expecting. Nigeria's country does projections. Businesses does projections. And of course, they give a report. So consider what you're going to see as the auditing of the harvest that happened as a report to us projected. The truth is some farms were projected to harvest earlier, but they were about 1 or 2 months delayed to that. And so it showed how we were able to achieve this harvest at the end of the day and what quantity was harvested. Well, it might not be the best of what you're expecting, but I know it's definitely our best form of transparency to ensure that everything is clear. A lot of farms were due for harvest at certain points, but we could not harvest everybody's farm the way their harvest was coming out because the logistics in the country right now is abnormal. So you want to wait for a period where you can actually harvest the largest quantity of products and send out to your clients. And that is exactly what we did, right? We took that time out and harvest at the point where we know we're going to have large number of products to send to our partners that are buying the products. So and harvest is happening soon. We're already discussing with our partner to know how much quantity we can supply. Our partner during the August updates, I informed all the clients, of course, that our partner had not finished paying all his proceeds, but every balance was paid late August, early September. Yes, I think first week of September. Yes, not late August, early first week of September. All the payments that was due was paid to us. And of course, immediately we audited all the number of harvest, bunches, quantity, and of course during the harvesting period we documented them in papers and jotters to know, okay, this farm harvested this farm got this bunch. And after we did that in late August, that was what we focused on, to write everybody's product out and audit it, and so it can be transparent. Of course, we're doing another version of that again soon. We're just waiting for a guide from our partner to let us know that they are currently in need of another batch of products. Now, all of this is clear. And you can access it by the link that is currently shared in the Landowners Group and that will be communicated via email. That is the first update. So if you've not seen your proceed or your pay slip from your proceed, it's very, very important that you check document first and see if your farm is currently being harvested. Now, how do you know if your farm is supposed to be harvested? Of course, that document will help you. Two, we also send farm investment records to only clients that are finished paying all their money. You don't owe us any money at all. You completed all your payments. Those are the clients that get farm investment record. And in that farm investment record, it helps itemize what sorts of operations happens on your farm and when they are supposed to happen and when you're expecting proceed projectedly. So if you don't even have a farm investment record, there's high tendency you're not going to see yourself in the document spreadsheet. And also, let's also understand that the spreadsheet only contains clients whose operation started in the previous year. So everyone in that document right now, their operation started in 2022, right? Confirmedly. So if you've got your farm investment record, but you can't find your name on that document, it's only because probably you got it this year and your operation commenced or entered its full year this year. So it means that by January, we'll release another updated version of that document, because it's January we released that last one. And then by January 2024, we'll release the updated one. So those that actually, how will I say, whose farm commenced in 2023, of course, 2024, in that January update of that January, they get to see the updated version of the projection for that year. Of course, we equally update the projections for the current clients who are currently receiving their own proceeds as well. So as regarding the harvest, that is the summary there for the harvest. The next part is our farmlands, right? Our farmlands have expanded significantly across board, right? And one of the ways we have been able to manage the challenges that come with it is not to even do offerings where we promise set up in the beginning. No, we are now consciously particular about having lands being the primary tools we give to people, and then allow clients to gradually develop their land themselves. And that's what we're doing. So, of course, if you have land with us, but you've not, or you initially are in a package where it is all joined together, but up until now, you've not fulfilled those duties, you be expecting us to reach out to you in the month, in the later part of September, early October, to help you understand the new package you can do with us. It is very, very important. In the current situations, we don't want to promise what we can't give and promise what we can't afford. So, of course, for those that have land with us, whose farm has not commenced or started their development as far back as 2 years ago, but then somehow it crippled in the middle, we'll be in your DM discussing what is the next step with you. So, that is that about that. Now, typically for the snail farm or farmers among us, we are very little, right? We're not that much, but for those that have upgraded or expanded their operations into snail, this update is definitely for you. Early this year, right, one of the problems we equally recorded that we did not quickly give so much assertion to it was the snail project. We recorded a bit of initial theft on our project site, right, which we did not immediately speak of, because we didn't even know who to blame for most of these things. And until we get to the root of it, we can't even start giving excuses. So what we did typically was we created a new farm hutch in Ifo, local government in Ogun State. We have a land there that we actually use for other activities. So we created a snail hutch there, and then we moved all of the snails that was available that have not been tampered with, we moved them to Ifo, right? And after moving them to Ifo, we started replacing the snails that were stolen, right? And I won't lie to you, it's not a cheap product. So, of course, it took us a while to gather them. And as at May, June, we've already replaced all the snails. And even new babies have been coming out since then from the old ones that were there. So right now, I can assure all snail farmers that their project are back on track. For those that have not completed their payments, we'll get back to you. For those that completed their payments, of course, would brute you up. We'll let you know what the progress is. And then we'll probably even do a video and share that with you. And then even work towards, how will I call it, Then you know the projected period of returns from that project. Now that is the summary for snail farmers. As I said, we waited this long because we want to make sure that everything is complete. And we don't want to give half news. And for those that have not very well, we don't just share problems. We get it, we work on it, and then we talk about what the problem is and what we've done against it. So that's that basically about the snail operation. Now, outside that as well, this month, this month is our preparation for our annual summit. But to ensure that we are able to give adequate time to the field, we've postponed it this year. So for those that are expecting it, by October, we'll be coming up with news as regarding what are the next steps on our summit so we can get to learn as much as possible. Now, in terms of looking at the current situation that we're in as a country, we need most of our clients to partner with us on land acquisition, right? We don't know what your pocket is seeing at the moment. We don't know to what level you can, right? But want to partner with us in our land drive. We are willing to share proceeds of this opportunity with you, right? Most of the lands now that we are seeing are upward of 350, 400. And something tells us now that we may not have access to this land for this value for long, except we want to go to places that are super remote. I want to go to states that are very, very distant. We learned of some lands in Kwara that are being sold for as low as 150,000 to 200,000, right, per acre. We learned of some land in Ekiti that are going for as low as 250,000. Average in Ogun State right now, to see a land less than 250,300 is almost tedious, and it has to be at places where you're going to be almost, you regret even getting there. Right, and we can't go there. We have limits to where we can go, and the cashew and planting that we do doesn't work everywhere. So these are things that are there. So right now we need to drive in and buy, and right now buy, and then of course we cannot even start selling gradually as you see fit. Now also, if you have access to people that has large lease of land, large space of land to lease for as much as 50-100 years, you can let us know as well, so that we can have access to that to make it available to our partners, our clients, so that they can use it to farm, so it doesn't just waste away as much as possible. These are all the updates that are there. If there are any addendum to the updates, we'll share that with you. If you've got any concern, my DM is there. You can send. I've been trying my best to become more available for us. If there are any concerns you want to share, of course, chat us up. We're trying to improve our communication time. Some of you would attest that we've done a good job in improving our backlogs and the time it takes to respond to clients' inquiry. However, we are not there yet. There are still few backlogs. We are working on that so much. So, as I said, if you have any concerns, chat me or Kenny or Shion or Yinka. Any of us will do just good. Pass your information to us and we are really more than happy to solve them for you. Of course, always attend to follow us across our social media handles. Any updates in pictures, you will see it on those places. A whole lot, as we can always bombard the group, WhatsApp group, with all these images, as it can become a form of litter. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day. Bye.